Hiya, and welcome to Top Gear on 5 Live. I'm Steve Berry. From the Blue Oval at the halfway point in the hotly contested British Touring Car Championship. Now, I wonder whether anyone has ever gone out and bought a car simply because the people who built it won a race. I mean, right now, Mitsubishi, I refuse to say Mitsubishi, are World Rally Champions. But does that fill me with a great desire to go out and buy a Lancer or a Gallant or even a Charisma? I think not. Surely no one sits there and thinks that because a 300-horsepower motor in a space-frame chassis clad in superlight composite can qualify 0.004 of a second ahead of the rest means that the school-run special it shares its door handles with is probably the best buy in that tough C sector. No, of course they don't. Which is just as well for Ford. Because last week at Silverstone, Ford engines were going bang like balloons at a McDonald's birthday party. In the high-profile British Touring Car Championship, Ford are currently lying, well, last. Right now, Ford would be happy to finish in the points at the St. Bernadette Sports Day sack race. Graham Swain has been following the Ford team throughout the championship, and during the last round at Croft, he found the team manager Malcolm Sweetenham in a remarkably chipper mood.
We're looking pretty good. We had a small setback at Alton where we rode a car off in qualifying, but as when we last spoke, we were about 1.4 seconds off the pace with a brand new car. We're now something like 0.3 of a second off the ultimate pace of the Renaults at the moment, and they're cars with 3 years of development. We're cars with 3 months of development. So, yeah, we're delighted with the way it's gone so far.
Would it be fair to say you're running a strong 8 out of 18 manufacturers?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we are the new car. We are the new boys on the block from that point of view. And it is deadly competitive. 0.2 of a second will cover most of the grid at the moment. So, we're qualifying top 10 regularly now, and as always, the last 2/3 are even more difficult to find than the first whole second was.
What modifications have you done to the car during the season? We're, what, 6 or 8 races on now, aren't we?
OK, well, we've split it into two areas. Engine, with Cosworth Engineering, who do our engines. We've gone from a single injector type engine to now what they call a twin injector engine, much more akin now to what they're doing in Formula 1 with Stewart Grand Prix with the Ford engine. So we were a little bit conservative on the engine to begin with, just because we needed to get miles, really, and the engine's come on in leaps and bounds. We've done a huge amount of work with transmission, and we've done a lot of work with suspension, ride and handling and drivability and so on. Really all the things that would be attended to on a road car, but obviously to a greater degree on a race car.
You said by the middle of the season you expected to be on the pace.
Yeah. We're not quite there. I think I said knock hill. So really, you come back in a month's time and you might be at liberty to give me a hard time, but I believe we will be on the pace of knock hill.
End of the first race, I'm back in the pit station with Malcolm Sweetenham. Malcolm, there's a big hole in the front of one of your cars. What happened? That was Paul Radisich's car, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is with the design of this car, we can change the whole engine and gearbox in just around an hour. The bad news is that sometimes we have to do it. It looks like a real rear oil main seal's gone and it was leaking oil onto the clutch. Lots of smoke, looked very dramatic. Really, we've probably got to battle through race two, but we don't take the risk.
Looking through your results up to date, I mean, you've had a problem with reliability one way or another. There's been a few dropouts of the cars, hasn't there?
Had a few dropouts, but it has to be said most of them have actually been accident damage because it's a byproduct of being further down the grid. If you're anywhere back than the first three rows, you end up getting into scrapes and bangs, and in the main, that's what all of our failures have been. We've had one non-start due to a write-off and one engine failure non-start at the very first race meeting. Other than that, it's all been damage, really.
Will finished 8th in that race.
Yeah,
good result. Good. When did he start on the
grid? He started 16th because it was a bit of a lottery yesterday and names were sort of, and grid weren't done on times. It was all a bit of a lottery. So to start 16th, finish 8th, fantastic effort. And he was also lapping second quickest on the track towards the end of the race, so we were delighted.
I was standing at the pit station with Paul Radisich, following you through the season. We spoke at the first race of the season at Donington, very upbeat note. You reckoned it would take about the middle of the season to get on the pace. How do you feel the car's going today?
Well, I think, you know, we've definitely made good strides with the car, and the car itself is going well. I mean, even in testing here at Croft on Friday, we were seventh, and, you know, and can improve on that. So everything's going in the right direction. It's just we seem to be dogged with stupid things happening, you know, like this oil seal problem and little Lambda sensors going down, and they're just, to be honest, stupid things which keep hindering our progress.
Radisich's teammate, Will Hoy, came from the hugely competitive Williams-Renault team, leading this year's championship with Swiss driver Alain Menu. Will thinks that things are getting better for the Blue Oval, and Ford's recent commitment to a Formula One-style testing team can only help.
Yeah, progress, really. I mean, it's been positive. It's certainly the Ford Mondeo is much more competitive than it was last year. The car wasn't what we wanted at the beginning of the year, but at the beginning of the season. We didn't have any testing beforehand. The teams worked very hard to get the car competitive. We can now, I believe we can now run, we can qualify 7th, 8th, maybe 6th, maybe 5th even. Which is going to give us a chance for a podium, and that's what we're looking for. So we just got to build on that in the next 4 weeks before the next race, and genuinely aim for some podiums in the second half of the year.
The last three Fords that I drove, the Fiesta 1.4 SI, the big 4x4 Explorer, and the 2-litre Galaxy MPV, or should that be PMV, as in Prime Minister's Vehicle, were all uniformly excellent motor cars. So I'd like to register Berry's Law of Motoring. Berry's Law says never buy a car or a motorcycle from a manufacturer who wins any form of championship. And if any of the owners of Ducati 916s or the old Alfa 155 would like to write in and back me, then feel free to do so.